Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If there is a better smell than freshly baked brownies, I do not know what it is. The wife cooking some brownies during the show today. And I'm just going to tell you, I started smelling them about 12:25. Uh-huh. And about an hour ago to now, the amount of hunger your boy has – I've gone from, oh, I could eat something, to just feeling
ravenous.
Like I haven't eaten in 2 months.
Carl
I would eat
ravenous.
The couch 10 feet away from me right now. Is there mm-hmm. a better smell on the planet? Like, let's think about that. Best smell.
Here we go.
I'm thinking
– I got a list.
Freshly baked brownies is on mine. I'm going to go with – gasoline, weirdly enough. I love the smell of gasoline.
Okay.
I'm going to go with freshly cut grass. Love that smell. I mean, I could just do all foods, but that's kind of boring. I'll go with...
All foods.
yeah. I guess my last one would be, you know, I already went brownies, but I'll go cookies. A little bit different, but that baked smell.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll think of something else. What do you got?
Oh, chocolate chip cookies, because other cookies are a waste of time and energy. You could have just made chocolate chip cookies. But, banana bread is one. I think that smell is just spectacular. It is the combination both of bread and then sort of the nice ripe banana that's in there. I don't know why that smells so good, but it does. I would hook up with anything that smelled like that. I want that scent on people. I want that scent all over the place all the time. It's amazing. Brownies is excellent, as you correctly stated. Really any fresh bread, any kind of breaded product that's of or pertaining to bread while being made smells intoxicating. It's pheromones, it's arousing, it's appetite inducing. It's just so perfect. So one of the gifts we got years ago, Jeeps, this is why I had to get an operation way less, was we got my dad a bread maker. One of those things like you do it at home and you buy the kits.
Oh, I know
and
all about
things.
They're like a big blocky square that you have to put away because they take up all your counter space.
And you do it overnight and you can have, you know, it needs the bread.
It
not like I
so
need the
long,
bread.
Though.
Yeah, but that was the move. Is like one of the last things he would do before he would go to bed at like 8:30 is he like at 8:26 he's just finishing up. This will be the sourdough. It'll be ready tomorrow morning in time for toast. And you would get that fresh baked bread smell waking you up. It pummels Folgers in your cup. It's the fresh baked bread smell. And you arise to that, you cut yourself a big old thick slice. And if you want to toast it, you can. You don't even need to because it's hot and fresh right out the kitchen, R. Kelly style. And it was so amazing. And we would eat like a loaf per day as a family, which is why we have giant buttockses and hefty midsections.
All right, so I put my list together for you when you're ready.
I'm ready. Go.
I got my top five here. So I'm actually going to start at number five with the smell of, you know, it's a weird thing to say, but I like the smell. Gasoline. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like burning fuel. It's just a good smell. I
like, you like to set fires with it, too? What are you talking about there?
No,
guy?
Not really an arsonist or anything like that. But all just right. I like the smell of gasoline. That's number five. Number four, I'm going to go with the smell of a brand new car. Are you familiar?
Yeah, the new car smell.
That,
sure.
That new car smell is just the best. Number three, I'm going to go with the smell of grass when it just got cut. That's number three. Number two, I'm going to go with the smell of puppy breath. You familiar with puppy breath?
Yeah.
It's number two smell. It's a great smell.
Wow.
Number one, I've got three foods here for you. Cookies, brownies, and bacon. I just linked all my foods in there together.
Right there together. I get that.
Is there anything else we're forgetting? What about, you were talking the other day about how you had to clean your washer because the clothes coming out of the dryer.
Yeah, that smell is great.
No, not that one. But what I'm saying is when you get, after you fixed your laundry and now you get that laundered smell with your shirt fresh out of the dryer, that's a great smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nice with the fabric softener and it's like that fresh scent. You know, it's like I'm outside. It's spring. That's a good one. Let me throw a couple at you.
Bonfire fireplace. Smell?
Yeah, I'm thinking like fireplace, but burning wood is a really pleasant smell. Not if it's
you were
like,
just calling
like,
me an arsonist, and now you're going with burning wood. I like that. Welcome to my team.
Well, you're talking about gasoline. The actual smell of gasoline. They odor it that way, and it's actually a bad smell because gasoline itself is smellless. They put that in there to let you know that it's dangerous and toxic. So that you.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like that smell though. Whether they'll admit it or not. Like cutting your grass and you crank, the mower cranks up and you smell that. It's kind of good. Anyway, what else you got?
Cinnamon buns.
Oh, cake. That's good.
A cake being baked. So, again, you see where my mind is on this. It's like if you're – are you making carbohydrates in the oven? Then I want to smell you. That's pretty much my deal there. I'm gonna throw this one at you. You're not gonna agree with me on this at all. But I want you to know that it's a great smell. Coconuts. Coconuts, I think, are just a pedestrian fruit. I think they're weird and awkward. They're tough to get to, and you got to, like, toast it to put it in something. You're not just going to, like, sit there and gnaw at a coconut. It's not that good. But the coconut smell is just freshness personified. I'm on an island, dude. Coconut smell is a great smell.
Coconut guy.
Yeah, I'm not either. Again, it's a dumb fruit, but it's a good smell. Fresh brewed coffee is an amazing smell.
Not me. I got one for you. How about, and I don't know how to describe this other than you open up a book, and maybe you've never opened it before, and, like, the pages have this distinct smell, like a new book
smell
fair
of a
smell.
Book.
It takes me back to buying a book at the book fair when I was a little kid. Like, and smell, I think, is more nostalgic than almost any other sense that we have. I don't know if that's factually backed up or scientifically true. But I can smell something, and I'll be reminded of 20 years ago. Or I'll smell something and be right back somewhere.
Well, the scent – what's the word I'm looking for? The sense that's most tied to memory is smell.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that is 100% a thing.
And I'll believe
that's even
that.
Science. Yeah.
How about a live Christmas tree in your living room?
That was my next one. That fresh pine. Little fall, a lot of sap. That's a great smell. That's why they put air fresheners in that shape. Right now, those are a little aggressive, and they smell like that. Fake pine isn't as good, but the real pine is delightful. Delightful smell right there. How about just generally, how about vanilla? The smell of vanilla.
I'm trying to place it. I mean, I definitely know that it's a fine smell, but I wouldn't have had it high on my list.
You would know it. Like obviously, like a vanilla candle, those can be a little bit much. But I'm telling you, like you would, like when you're making cookies, not you personally, but if someone is, and like that little bottle of vanilla opens up and you catch a whiff of it, it's in a lot of, I feel like it's scented in a lot of things, whether it's like perfume or something like that. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm a Reuben and don't know any better. But I'm telling you, vanilla is a very pleasant smell.
I'll take it. I'm not going to add it to my list. I'll take it. We got a tweet here from someone saying that as well. Mike says popcorn, freshly popped popcorn.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Or movie theater popcorn? Hell yeah. Kelsey says, Grant, that's one of the weirdest lists I've ever heard, puppy breath and gasoline. Well, when said together, that is kind of weird. But hey, that was the list, I guess, that I came out with. Wookiee of the Year says, the 20-yard radius outside of a Popeyes has to make the team photo. You know what? Hungry driving by like a Popeyes or a McDonald's or one of these places that's just cooking a bunch of stuff with grease. Oh, that's a great smell. Earl says, did I just hear that right? Great smells list. Freshly baked brownies one, gasoline two. People are not feeling that at all, I guess. Am I alone? Yeah. I've always thought that was a super popular smell.
No, you're not alone, but like you're not alone on not putting milk on cereal or you're not alone in thinking pie's bad. Or you're not alone in, you know, any of the other million takes that you've got, you'll find another port in the storm.
Another
gasoline, but I don't think it's a common opinion. Yeah. I mean, some people like that smell, and I get it. It's feels like you're outside. There's a memory associated with it. You know, like my first time feeling independent. I'm getting gas in the car that was my car. That was really right. exciting for me as a teenager.
It's a hell of a time.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mike says, great smell non-food division, Play-Doh. That does nothing for me now, but when I was a kid, I used to get steamed up. Todd says, how about the ocean or the beach? I don't know what that smells like, really. That's a sound thing for me. It's
salt air.
Visual, and I guess so. I mean, I can kind of get it, but I don't know that it's strong for me. He says the boardwalk with all the fried goodness everywhere. That's a great one. Or like we're at Nat's Park or a boardwalk or
funnel
whatever,
cake,
and they just turn down those fryers, you know, funnel cake and French fries. You get the old oil that's been there too long, probably, like burning. Oh, that's a great smell.
So the I don't need the sunscreen smell. That's not special. And like that's part of it. I mean, that's that Seinfeld episode where Jerry's like, people take showers so they don't smell like the beach. Jerry, it's a great book. I mean, they've got that one in there where Kramer's cologne where he wants you to smell like the beach. But that salt air smell, it's subtle, but it is very delightful.
If you want to send us smells that you like, you could do that at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Dan.
Send us the smells.
I think we're better off not taking calls on this because it could get weird. But on Twitter, we can pick and choose what we see and what we like. Sean Kelly joins us next. He is a former Washington National, longtime Major League reliever. We'll ask him what he'd be thinking about his teammates if they were not going to be playing this season. Also, I want to know if he's Team Gasoline is a good smell or not. You're listening to The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.